So let's just talk Boulder. Mainly Medicham, right? Like this is Medicham's cup to lose. I don't think we're really running any teams without Medicham at this point, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't consider running a team without Medicham. Because fighting hits steel super effective, fighting hits rock for super effective, and fighting hits neutral against ground. And nothing hits fighting for super effective damage other than charm in this cup and flying. So
I also see very few teams. I think it's going to be very infrequent that you even see a team of three without Medicham in it.
Right.
Not saying it's not possible or that it's not a good, way to potentially catch your opponent off guard. But if you're going to do it, I think you'd almost have like really hard counters. And then that makes you very subject to lead RPS.
Yeah, you definitely can't so safe switch without a Medicham there.
Right.
So Medicham only has three double shielded counters. Like if Medicham uses two shields, there are only three Pokemon that take it out.
Three.
That's Charm, Gallade, Charm, Donphan, and Torterra.
Yeah, but there's an...
All of which are completely walled by Skarmory.
Yeah, but also there's a thing about Torterra, though. That it runs at a shield deficit, right?
Let me see.
What was the?
I know that it has a double ice weakness, which is not fare well for it.
Right. Yeah. If it lands a boosted ice pump, it's GG for that Torterra, right?
Yeah. Torterra only wins correct. The two shield. So.
Yeah, and that's another downside. Is like, what if it?
Yeah. It's not really like a true Medicham counter. Like it's kind of, I think it's really there to give you another 2S Medi counter. You know, like maybe you could switch in if it's in the back and they say right. Switch to Medi, or as you know, sort of a hard counter to the Swamperts that will probably be everywhere.
Yeah. Now Swampert doesn't beat Medicham, but it definitely hits hard with those. Hydro right. Cannons and earthquakes. When we saw that just now on like the stream we just did, Jesus, I mean, Hydro Cannon hits hard. So, I think Medicham with Psychic though does beat Medicham.
Yeah.
In the two shields and in the one, it just you don't want to have that Psychic shielded, right?
Right.
Yeah,
and it's definitely an interesting, potentially like off-meta set.
Yep, and but that you sacrifice that ice punch coverage, which yeah. I suppose helps with Torterra. What else does it help with? I mean, really, ice punch. I suppose with Nidoqueen, maybe.
Yeah,
but Psychic is doing fine.
Right, but Nidoqueen is a good. So I mean the way I see it right now is we kind of have 2S Medi counters and then like non 2S Medi counters, and those are things that those are things that beat Medicham in the one shield and no shield, and that's even a short list that can beat it in both of those scenarios. So that list, well, just quickly I can list the two shield Medi counters. That's Gallade, Donphan, and Torterra.
Right.
And that Torterra gets the asterisk because it only wins the two shield.
Right.
But it actually beats Gallade and Donphan with just that Razor Leaf damage. So, and then the non-2S Medi counters are Bronzong, Jirachi, Nidoqueen, Toxicroak, and then to some extent Gligar possibly and Heracross, but those are really some of those are really close in certain shield scenarios. So,
So it looks kind of like Gallade might be just pretty much required, right? I mean, without such a hard counter to Medicham, like what are you really going to do as far as like options against it? And it's like the charm versus confusion. I mean, charm is the move to pick in this meta, right?
Right. I think Charm Gallade is definitely the hardest medi counter there. I would also throw Skarmory in that non-2S medi counter earlier. I have that sort of in like a separate category since it's so good along with Medicham, but I think there are ways to play around it. Like if you try to go for the mirror and then bring like a Skarmory or a Bronzong or things like that that can win against a Medi in the back if you can force a shield.
So if someone brings in a Medicham lead to bring in that is not a Medicham counter, that's basically GG, right? I mean, is there any way to recover from that? If they lead Medicham and you don't lead your Medicham counter, you lead something that's weak to Medicham. Very hard to come back from. I don't think you can, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that becomes, like, really tough, I think. I mean, how would you play that out, Mason?
We lost him.
Oh.
He's still on the call. I see him on the call, but I don't...
Gotcha.
Hasn't
said. Can you not hear me at all?
Oh, really? We hear you, but you have to shout much louder.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was making a couple points, but y'all just kept going. I wondered if my mic wasn't working.
We haven't heard you since. Jeez, oh man, it's been a few minutes.
if you lead with a like a Medicham check. Like something that's not going to beat it in the two shield, say like Skarmory or something. Medicham, you could swap it out and then over the course of the battle, hope that you burn those two shields or at least one shield before you get that Skarmory and Medicham matchup at the end of the game.
Yeah.
But if you lead like Bastiodon or like Probopass or something.
Yeah, no, something that
heavy like that with absolutely zero chance against Medicham, I don't see. It'd be very hard to recover.
I agree with Mace. I think I've actually done a few Boulder scrims, and I believe I've won some matchups doing just what Mason said, sort of leading Scar and then just tanking those, you know, power up punches, and basically forcing a shield with the, you know, with the sky attack damage because Medi has to shield that, and then coming in with my Medi. And just double shielding it. And I think there are ways to play around it if you lead with like one of those checks. Like Bronzong even. It doesn't have to be Skarmory, you know? But something that's just gonna really.
But you can't.
Yeah.
You basically can't lead with unless you're like going for like really, really high risk strats.
Right.
Leading with a Bastiodon, for example. Is a death sentence if the other guy leads a Medicham. Am I wrong here?
Bastiodon is very polarizing because of the insane bulk.
Right.
I think on the flip side, if you led Bastiodon into Skarmory, that would be difficult to outplay, assuming that you bought a Medicham check somewhere in there.
Yeah. But you can still win like a Medicham versus Skarmory lead. But you just can't. It's like so hard to imagine a balanced team of three that would lose in a like a Bastiodon Medicham matchup in the lead, you know?
Right.
Because what they you switch and or you don't switch and you let them boost up like crazy, and then if so you switch and then he switches to whatever that will just counter your switch out, you know, like he brings in Gallade, you bring in Skarmory or whatever, you know? So like, it's just hard to imagine a situation where you would bring a balanced team of three and you would lose in that situation.
Right.
So there's a few that win in the one shield though. one of them being Gallade, another being Jirachi, which loses one and zero and two, you said, right before we started recording?
Yeah, Jirachi, it beats Medi?
Yeah, zero, it beats it one, but it loses zero and two? Is that, I think Mason was saying that earlier. And maybe his voice went out again.
Right, correct. Oh, there you go. Jirachi wins only the one shield, but it loses the no shield and two shield scenarios. Mm-hmm. And that two shield scenario, if Medicham wins a two shield scenario, it's a train rolling with a lot of momentum that is very hard to stop because those power up punches are doing razor.
Yeah, those counters just do so much damage from after a few boosts.
So Jirachi, I think there's.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jirachi can actually tie in the no shield if it's running Dazzling Gleam. It's a CMP tie, so it's not.
Oh.
But that's the only shot it has in the no shield.
Huh.
I think there's basically no argument for Toxicroak here. I mean, it does beat Medicham in the one, but I don't see the point to running Toxicroak with the amount of just like the amount of mud boys we have here, you know, like Swampert just wrecks Toxicroak. And then we have Skarmory, of course, and then Gallade with its confusion, and then Jirachi with confusion, and Bronzong. Just all of it doesn't help Toxicroak at all.
To me, and this is kind of getting back to Mason's point, like I think the key Medicham counters that you want to bring, or the non-2S Medicham counters that you want to bring, are Skarmory and like something like Bronzong or Jirachi, because those are all things that even in a lead scenario, they're going to do tons of damage with that fast move. So, you know, sure, Medicham wins the two shield, but you choose not to burn both shields because you know it's a losing matchup. Mm-hmm. And so you can really wear down that Medicham and possibly even force some shields with like the Psy Shock or you know, the Sky Attack. And I mean, that's potentially a way to sort of come out of that scenario without having to burn your Medi in sort of like a safe switch scenario. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think there's an argument for Bronzong. I think there's an argument for even Milmetal, but to be honest, I just don't see the appeal in Probopass, Bastiodon, or Magneton, or Magnezone, because they just lose so hard to, like, two of the top three, you know, like Medicham and Swampert. It's just, you don't want to be caught in those matchups at all. They're really only there for Skarmory.
AJ or Justin, one of y'all, there's a lot of background noise. Sounds like you're in a shower.
Oh. Can you guys hear me okay?
It might be Justin.
I don't hear it. Maybe it's me.
Hold on one sec.
That's it. You fixed it. That was it.
Okay.
All right,
I'll send you the time to crop out on the podcast, AJ.
That's fine. Well, I'll figure it out. This is not a big deal. This is like, we'll let it flow.
Right on.
But yeah, like Magnezone, all of those guys that are just such hard counters to Skarmory. I don't see the appeal. I think Steelix takes the win here, or even Bronzong, because Steelix at least beats the other anti-Skarm charm guys, and then does okay against, you know, like Gallade doesn't really want to take a crunch. It does okay against Skarmory, right?
Right.
I think Mason dropped out.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, I really like the list that you sent. I'm not totally convinced. You cross out Heracross?
Yeah.
I'm not convinced with... Yeah.
I think we could definitely cross out some more. That was one that I just immediately, you know, ruled off.
So something to consider. Skarmory completely walls Gallade. Like, it doesn't yep. have to use a charge move at all. So it comes out of that matchup with quite a bit of energy. So I think there is a leg to stand on for Skarmory counters. Even within that small role, like if you were to run a pairing of a hard Skarmory counter and a hard Medicham counter, like a duo of those.
Mm-hmm.
If you ended up getting the right matchups, it could work out well for you. But it's so polarizing if you played them in the wrong order.
It'd be so rough.
It'd be make or break.
It's like really it's really high risk. And there's other things right. that already beat Skarmory just fine. And then they do other things on top of that. I don't know. Bastion seems like kind of a death sentence with all the other stuff going on. And it's nice against like a Bronzong or a Jirachi or something like that. But yeah, you just don't want to be caught Bastion against almost anything. Same with Magneton. I ran Magneton in my way back when, but I wouldn't be running it now if I wanted to win.
What do you think a typical line of three is going to look like? Medicham, Skarmory, Medicham counter.
Because
I think the unbreakable either... duo we're seeing is Skarmory and Medicham.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, Swampert's going to be in the mix somehow.
Yeah.
But running Swampert in those three kind of leaves you a little bit weak to Medicham.
To some extent. I've definitely run that line in scrims, and you know, you're a little bit more handcuffed in like having to go Medi in the mirror. If it's, you know, like a two shield or, you know, 1-2 shield or 2-1 shield scenarios. But Skarmory, you know, can cover Medicham in the back if it's not like got several pups, you know, under its belt.
Right. Yeah, something strange like a Medicham with like power up punch, dynamic punch, or power up punch, psychic is going to throw some people for a loop. I think a lot of people are expecting Ice Punch, but people are going to get creative. I think Medicham is basically going to be required, hands down. And so people are going to try to get creative with the movesets. As far as, I think Gallade has a lot of very interesting matches. Being a hard counter to Medicham, we're going to see it quite a bit. And if the next community day ends up being Ralts, then we're going to see it even more.
Yeah.
So one of the interesting things about Swampert that I wanted to mention is that it beats both Skarmory and Gallade. So if you bring it to a match in which they bought Medi, Skarm, Gallade, your Swampert has like a 66% chance of getting a winning matchup.
Ooh, Swampert beats Gallade? I thought Leaf Blade was good enough.
Mm-mm, because it doesn't get enough. Because the energy production with Charm is so low, it can't get to Leaf Blade. With Confusion, it's a different story. But Confusion doesn't beat Medicham in the two shields. Confusion, Gallade beats Swampert in the zero shield and two shield. Two shield are just confusions. That's just confusion damage. And no shield is Leaf Blade. But it loses the one shield. It gets Hydro Cannoned and dies with the Leaf Blade.
Yeah. I mean, it wrecks it at a shield advantage with Confusion.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's interesting. You know, and I it's think able that, to get two Hydro Cannons in before the second Leaf Blade.
I think another potential issue for that, for the hypothetical, like, Medi, Scar, Gallade line is... Skarmory becomes like a little bit of a safe switch. If you're willing to sack the Skarmory to like the 2S Medi, if that's the counter switch, they don't really have like much of an answer for that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we might be overblowing the charm, the two shield matchup on Medicham? Like, perhaps there is some play. I think we will be seeing some play with Confusion, Gallade, right? So it's not like you'd want to be switching a Swampert into like a Gallade by any means.
Yeah, I mean, I think. Did you say that it had the Leaf Blade ready with Charm, Mason?
Oh. With Confusion.
Oh, that was with Confusion. It had it ready. It doesn't even get close to it.
Well, like with the one shield matchup, Confusion Leaf Blade against Swampert.
Yeah.
It is fully charged up on a Leaf Blade before Hydro Cannon takes it out.
Yep.
So, yeah. But it's, and it definitely, it's, yeah, you know, Swampert definitely doesn't want to be taking a Leaf Blade, you know?
Right. But you could switch in. So you can't switch in comfortably if it's Confusion, but you can if it's Charm, I guess is what we're saying.
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying in Sims.
Yeah. Charm just charges really slowly.
Mm-hmm. You get a Hydro Cannon. Swampert gets two Hydro Cannons at the same time that Gallade gets to his first Leaf Blade with Charm.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
But with Confusion, it comes one turn before. The Hydro Cannon comes in one turn before the second Leaf Blade. So they're like pretty close, you know?
Right. Charm is also going to win you the mirror in the Gallade.
Oh, true. Yeah, it'll wreck the mirror.
And if you're going to run Gallade, it's because you need a two-shield Medicham counter. So I find it hard to make an argument for Confusion strictly based off of Swampert or any other Pokemon for that matter.
Right.
Psychic just doesn't seem very necessary in this cup of going around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think, man, like what would be I can't see a line of three where you'd want to run Medicham and not just, you know, hope for the best in the lead kind of thing, you know?
Right.
All right.
I think
Yep. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I do think we'll see some like a lot of teams with both Skarmory and like a Bronzong or a Jirachi. Just to give like give, you know, some options there.
Against Gallade?
Well, no, not specifically against Gallade, but just in the sense that Skarmory is going to be weak to electric, right? But it's going to do much better against some of the ground threats, right? Whereas I think Bronzong and Jirachi serve a similar role in that sort of non-2S Medi counter, but they're just weak to different things is what I'm trying to say.
Jirachi right. does all right against Skarmory, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with either of those is they're pretty...
Swampert.
Yeah, Swampert, exactly. Yeah. I mean, the conversation seems to starting to be cyclical around Skarmory, Gallade, Medicham, and Swampert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a reason for any Pokemon outside of those? Like, maybe... I mean, Torterra takes care of three of those, so it might... I mean, there might be a leg for Torterra to stand on, but... Other than that, I see it's hard to go outside of that core.
Yeah. I mean, Torterra takes care of two of those, and then Medi, though, it really just beats them two shield. Like, I don't know. Torterra's...
Yeah.
Yeah, Torterra's not...
Torterra's super iffy, because you're right, Medicham could just switch out of it, and when shields have been burned, hit it with an ice punch.
Right.
What moves on Torterra? Like, Razor Leaf, Stone Edge? Earthquake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not that you would almost ever get to a charge move at all.
Right. I think you definitely want Stone Edge just for the Skarmory. Like, if somehow you have a lot of energy built up and Skarmory's trying to farm. But.
Yeah. It beats Gallade, which is nice.
Yeah, it beats Gallade and Donphan. The two charms.
Can I read this this PV Poke article? Do you want to hear the PV Poke on the Boulder Cup revisit rankings?
Yeah, it says Medicham, have a good time.
Yeah, basically. So for balance, it got 1 star, but I assume because it's so Medicham centric. Accessibility, 2 stars out of 4, because Medicham and a couple other players are pretty expensive. The key changes is there are more accessible Skarmory counters. Power-up punch Medicham can go toe-to-toe with Skarmory and dominates the two-shield matchups. Hydro Cannon Swampert competes for the Mudboy slot, and users look to even the playing field.
Yeah.
And the rest of the article is basically points that we've covered already, just cycling around Skarmory, Cham, Gallade.
Yeah, so what are our top 4 that you mentioned earlier? You said Medicham, Skarmory, Swampert, and
Gallade?
Yeah,
I mean, I would put those first 3, though, in a separate category. I think.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I mean, they just, right, they just dominate so many key matchups. Kind of like we were just talking about earlier, you know, you kind of need that like one shield / no shield Medicham counter, right? And Swampert beats all of those. And so I think Swampert's definitely going to be on every team. Skarmory, you know, will be there as, you know, a steel type to counter the Charmers. It's great, you know, core teammate for Medicham. And that kind of like Mason referenced earlier, that's why I see a potential spot for some of these anti-Skarmory, you know, Pokemon. I think that's going to be a potential role. I think it's going to be like a flex role. I don't think it's going to be like a required role, but I could see like some of these, you know, harder counters to Skarmory sneaking in.
Like which one? Like all of them? Any of them?
If it were me, I would say the Magneton and Magnezone. I know they, you know, they're going to lose hard to Medicham for sure, but in a late game scenario with maybe like a zone getting an opportunity to farm Skarmory some, you know, Medicham's not going to want to take a flash cannon.
Right.
So that would be the one that I would be potentially looking at for a flex spot. Some of the other ones, though, I'm just not sure about. I don't know if, like, for example, like Probopass or Basti, you know, really do enough for you. They're just really, like, especially, for example, Bastiodon. If it gets trapped by Medicham, all that HP is doing you no good because it's basically just allowing Medicham to get, like, 4 power-up punches under its belt instead of 2.
Yep. This is not, it's a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
At that point. Okay. Well, we're wrapping this up, but this is all in our efforts to digest this. You have your big 3 polymers. You have Medicham, Skarmory, Swampert. You have the 2 shield Medi counters, Gallade, Donphan, Torterra. I think after our conversation here, Gallade and Torterra probably are the top 2.
Yeah.
Given that Torterra has some good matchups with the other stuff. And then you still have Bronzong, Jirachi, Toxicroak, Nidoqueen, Gligar. I think Gligar doesn't really have such great matchups
right
against a lot of stuff. Nidoqueen is similar. Toxicroak for sure gets the axe. I think down to Bronzong, Jirachi. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's limited to that. Kind of like we were talking about earlier. If, you know, I think the important thing is that if you were to safe switch or catch Medicham in a lead and you didn't want to have to immediately switch out, those three can do damage with their fast move and force a shield. Whereas Toxicroak, mm-hmm. Nidoqueen, and Gligar, for example, their fast move damage is not going to really threaten Medi very, very hard. And so those would almost be ones that you'd have to switch out if you were in a two shield scenario. So I see those mm-hmm. being brought less often.
And then you have our anti-Skarm, anti-Charm.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Magnezone, Magneton, Probopass, Melmetal, Bastiodon. Man, like, these, like, are, like, right on the fence of, like, meta or not meta.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is just being able to beat Skarmory. And then those Charm users, the two-shield many-counters, namely, except Torterra. I don't know if I would even include these in an infographic, if I'm honest with you. It seems like those are, like, just more anti-meta than they are.
I mean, Torterra has horrible shield pressure, and it gets absolutely walled by Skarmory. But if you take care of their Skarmory, like, early game or something, there's mm-hmm. nothing that really checks Torterra if you have it against, like, a Swampert or Medicham. Like, if you manage to get it with two shields.
Yeah, but... But as far as the, like, the anti Skarm, like, those anti fly, traditionally anti flyers, do you think mm-hmm. they deserve, like, a spot on the in the actual meta? I think they're more relegated as, to anti meta here, right?
I guess as, like, support roles, you could have one on your team, because I'm not sure what I would do with my other two slots after the big four, after the four designated roles that we found.
It does say something about the health of this meta that we don't even want to bring, like, six. We just want or content with, like, four.
Yep.
So maybe some interesting bench pressure tactics, like, you know, bringing, like, Breloom or something like that, or, like, Swampert, or Marsh Tomp, or just double Mud Boy. Don't even use them. and then you put in Steelix and Claydol as anti-steel. I agree with that. I think Claydol has some interesting matchups, and it doesn't do so bad against Medicham, thanks to confusion.
Yeah. And if you're... it's a little, you know, I mean, it's a little iffy because the ice punches...
The ice punches are what? You cut out. Oh. We'll get him back.
Something I wanted to say about anti-steel. If you're going to run anti-steel, is there any steel type that Medicham has problems with other than Jirachi and the one shields and then potentially Bronzong? With Psyshock?
Yeah, those are the two. Yeah, so bring... Yeah. I think the anti-steel is really down to the Mud Boys and, like, why... You know, the Mud Boys are all kind of outclassed by Swampert, I think.
Yeah.
So, it really just comes down to the big three... The two shield many counters, Bronzong, Jirachi, maybe a hard counter to Skarmory, and whatever else you want on the bench for shield pressure for like bench pressure.
Mm-hmm. ironically, you just read off the, like, literally the top, like, six Pokemon listed on PvPoke, like, overall ranking for Boulder Cup.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. It's Skarmory, Swampert, and then Bronzong, Gallade, Jirachi, Torterra.
Okay. Wow. Well, we figured it out, you guys. The meta solved. Huzzah. But, yeah, so I guess we'll get working with that and just base the write-off about that. I think we can basically just axe quite a few there. We don't need to get into, like, specific matchups of, like, the anti-Skarm. Just all in one category is pretty fine, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What's up? Did you cut out Mason? I heard an AJ, but in any case, and then, yeah, I mean, it just seems like it would be kind of pointless to go into the specific matchups of each anti-Skarm.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
And then maybe...
AJ, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now. Oh, he's coming in and out. So, and then as far as the anti-steel types... Maybe like a quick thing on Steelix, quick thing on Claydol, and it's like a quick blurb on their other Mud Boys, being sad that Swampert's now the, you know, like that meme of like the guy looking back with his like holding hands with his girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and he's like looking back at the other like hot girl,
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the hot girl is Swampert now, like all the Mud Boys.
Hey,
so, yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, I found something really interesting.
What's that?
Semi-interesting. Bronzong actually beats Magnezone in both the 0 and 1.
With Bulldoze?
Really?
With Psyshock in the 1 shield. It's just Confusion, Psyshock.
What? That's awesome.
Yeah, and
I love Bronzong.
And then Bulldoze in the 0. And then against Magneton, it wins the 0 with Bulldoze. And then CMP ties in the 1.
What moveset would you want to take on Skarmory with?
I think you just...
Double Steel.
Well, you'd probably just spam Psyshock.
Really?
If
getting a flash cannon in is quite nice.
Right, but I'm saying if you need both.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you need the Psyshock for shield pressure, you know, against Medicham, and then it looks like maybe, you know, even other things. Like, I'm sure Psyshock is, you know, definitely the way to go against, like, Swampert because it's not resisted.
So Psyshock Bronzong ties in the 1 and 2 shield. With Skarmory and just narrowly loses the 1 shield.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, Psyshock was really nice for all of the new added moves to Bronzong were nice. They should have just removed Psychic, I think. Made it Legacy.
I think Bronzong might be worth the spot.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Bronzong, along with that Skarmory, Swampert, Medi, probably Gallade. I think that's a solid 5. And the reason why I prefer Bronzong to Jirachi is because that Psyshock damage is going to, you know, be neutral to Swampert. So it can, you know, at least hit it a little harder.
And those Steel Confusion users also counter the Charm users.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we can put something together from this.
Yeah,
we can make those axes that we wanted to, and then we can get working on this write up and have it posted in a couple days. You guys agree?
Yeah,
for sure.
So I'll finish this out, and we'll say toodles.